This is an ABC 10 News update.
I'm Mary McKenzie with this ABC 10 News update. The Del Mar Superstation is back open today after closing down due to a vaccine shortage for just a day. We could see wet weather, though, this week, possibly bringing about more closures. Local health experts, though, say people shouldn't worry too much about the window to get that second shot. The CDC does recommend getting your second dose within 42 days after your first, but there should be more shipments coming to San Diego this week to help ease the stress. The San Diego Union High School District says they are done waiting on state approval. They plan to reopen their schools on Monday. District leaders say they have a safe reopening plan in place that's been approved by the county. It's been in the hands of the state school safety review process for about 6 days now. They have until Tuesday to approve or deny it, leaving the district waiting. Leaders say they know being back on campus is not for everyone, too, so there will still be a virtual at-home option for families. Starting tonight, nighttime driving in the North County might be a little slower for some of you. Crews are doing pavement work along a 2-mile stretch that's in the 76 between Rancho Del Oro Drive and College Boulevard. For 5 consecutive nights, crews will close one of the 2 lanes from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. Those who live in the area may also hear some construction noise overnight. Let's get a check of the forecast. Here's Melissa.
It will be a cooler and cloudier week. Along our coastline will be in the low to near mid 60s today, and then cooler as we continue on into the middle of the week with more widespread rain expected Wednesday into Thursday. We could see some drizzle, light showers later on tonight into those overnight hours. And we're also talking about snow in our mountains. We're going to go from the 50s today to the 30s by Wednesday. Snow levels potentially dropping to 3,500 feet. Mary.
All right, sounds good. Now, the latest news, weather and traffic, go to 10news.com. You can also download the free app in your phone's App Store or Google Play. For ABC 10 News, I'm Mary McKenzie.